And now we're joined by our new friend, Jim Russell, who I don't think there's a job you haven't had here in Lipsick, but you're on the board here at the Lipsick Community Center. You handle the museum. So tell us, Jim, what job haven't you had here in Lipsick, basically?
Well, I started out as a paper boy, if that counts.
Way back. Very good. You were on council here in Lipsick. You've been the mayor. What else?
And I served as village administrator for 23 years after that. So I had a total of 35 years in the city building. And in addition to that, at one time I even farmed. So
very good. Definitely keeping busy. Well, we worked with the village hall the last couple of weeks. They've been very helpful for us here. So we appreciate that. You've been on the board here at the Lipsick Community Center, what now, 6 years, I think?
Seven
okay.
Years. I'm going off at the end of the year. My term will be up.
So the community center celebrated their 5th anniversary here last month, and you've been on the board. And one thing you're heavily involved with, I believe, the museum that's upstairs.
Yes, my wife and I basically take care of rotating the displays that are in the museum. We have a lot of interesting memorabilia from Lipsick, and the citizens of the area, when they are digging through their closets and they find things that...
You bring it by.
They bring it by and say, do you want this? And, you know, so now we've got pretty good line of stock that we can rotate, so it's...
Very good.
It's very nice.
And we were talking with the police chief, John Rodriguez, talking about Dillinger, and he did not rob a bank here, but talk about the history of John Dillinger. He has some ties here to Lipsick.
Well, there was a family east of Lipsick, the Pierpont family, and Harry Pierpont was one of Dillinger's right-hand men, and they used to use this area as a hideout, as the story goes.
Maybe the trains held him back, but he didn't want to disrupt Lipsick too much.
Exactly. I think he wanted to keep things quiet around here so that when they came to town, nobody would turn them in. And it was a safe place for him to hide out for a while.
Right. Do you have some Dillinger memorabilia upstairs, or?
No, we don't. We do not.
Since he didn't rob the bank.
Yeah, he didn't rob the bank, so no, we don't.
What are some of the other interesting items we would find in the museum?
We have uniforms from the gentleman that used to own the John Deere store here in Lipsick. His Army World War II Army uniform, which we just put in. Hmm. It's a complete set. With the wool overcoat, Eisenhower jacket, pants, hat.
Oh.
He served in World War II and was in the Battle of the Bulge, and his family decided that they would like to donate it to a museum. So what better place than Lipsick, where he was a businessman and helped the community.
Very good. It is very interesting. I was amazed at all the things you do have in the museum upstairs here at the community center, which I'm guessing is open when the community center is open. You can go through it.
That is correct. It's open daily. When the community center is open, it's open.
Very good. And the community center here for now 5 years, but you've been on the board for at least 7 of those years. What's your proudest accomplishments during that time?
Well, the building we're setting in front of.
Yeah.
You know, the first 2 years of my term on the board was being part of the contingent that actually designed and figured out what they wanted to put in.
Right.
I don't want to say we'll say they.
Right. Very good. So you have a pancake breakfast here tomorrow, I believe starting at 8 o'clock. You have the 5th quarter here, so many activities. For everybody to enjoy here at the community center. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, I can't think of right now. Oh, what else is in the museum?
Or anything?
Yeah, we have a lot of the notable people that were from Lipsick the veterinary that started the Lipsick Veterinary Service. We got a lot of items from him, and we also have some things from the Edwards family that were prominent people in this community to start it.
Very good. And you have trains.
Yes, we have trains.
But thank goodness for those trains, because they just avoided a strike here, and that would have been terrible for the whole country. Good morning.
Morning.
So that would not have been good for any of us. So very good. It's Community Day. Jim Russell, thanks for talking to us this morning. Enjoyed it. Appreciate it. It's Community